Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sure.
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, DZ, she said, girl, do I have the am I the jerk for you? That's how it starts.
So let's continue.
So this, she said, you can say it. Say her name. She's saying it with her chest. Kate the Great from East Troy sent this one in. Okay, she's one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row, and she wants to know if they're the jerk for refusing to pay their rent. DZ.
Huh? Well, I mean, duh. Yeah, jerk. What? Like, I don't. You gotta pay the rent.
Nope. I don't think they are, because listen to this. She says, 3 weeks ago, our apartment got flooded. They were supposed to fix a spigot to the outside hose a year ago. Well, they didn't fix it, and someone new came along and turned the water on to our unit, and for 5 flipping hours, water rushed into our apartment, making it inhabitable, and we were displaced. They put us in a one-bedroom apartment. We have a 2-bed, 2-bath. That was annoying while they fixed ours. 3 weeks later, we're moved back in. We have over $10,000 in water damage to our things and are still waiting for insurance to finalize. But after all of this, they want us to pay rent for this month. Are you crazy with 5 question marks after. She says, are you crazy? We just had to move out for more than half of the month, and you want me to pay rent? 4 question marks after that one. She said, I don't think...
Exclamation points and question marks.
Kate the Great wrote like I talk, man. She said, I don't think I should at all. We have been completely uprooted and had to start from new. You can definitely use my name. I'm kind of looking if anyone has advice for a similar situation. Hope all is well. Kate the Great. Okay, well, so
girl,
let me get this straight.
This ain't what would DZ do. This is not a jerk, so you don't get no advice on this one.
We're flipped around all the way today on these segments, let me tell you. Everybody's writing in for the wrong ones. She wants to know, are they the jerk if they don't pay their rent? Because again, this is like a legal thing. Again, like what would DZ do was, but it's different. You know,
see, and the thing is, I've personally not gone through this in such a grand capacity, but we had friends that had like their kitchen fall through, basically. they were staring, and you know these friends, Vince and Becca, shout out to homies. They had their kitchen floor just like rot out, you know, one of the walls had been letting water just seep in from rain. one of these landlord special situations where they hadn't fixed it, just new people kept moving in, and the long-term tenants moved out finally, and they found out that they literally could have fallen through their kitchen into their basement at any point in time.
No!
So for a while, they didn't have a kitchen.
Wow.
And I mean like 6 months of a while, right?
Yeah.
So they wouldn't have been the jerks had they moved out. They wouldn't have been the jerks had they stopped paying rent. They wouldn't have been the jerks had they disagreed. Thankfully, they came to an agreement with their landlord.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always the situation,
no.
Right?
No. What? No, go ahead. No, go.
You were asked to pay rent when technically you had agreed to pay rent.
Uh-huh.
If you're being asked to cover the entire amount, bet. But as a renter with renter's insurance, that should be part of that, you know, renter's insurance when you make that claim to either pay for a stay or pay for the, you know, cover expenses, cover rent. That could be claimed. Technically, I don't think
Let me tell you why you're wrong. Because first of all, they put them in a one bedroom when they have a two bedroom to begin with. So they already put them in a smaller apartment in the meantime. And then they got $10,000 in water damage and they still want them to pay rent? Hell to the no. Absolutely not the jerk, in my opinion, Kate. I would be so on fire as well.
I would not be bothered, but nobody planned for this.
No.
Nobody was expecting this. The owner, the renter. So as a renter, you got to go, well, I got to be a little understanding, right? At least
And let me tell you why. Another reason, because in college, this happened the same thing with Vince and Becca that happened to me. I had rented this little house. I was paying like $400 a month, which was super cheap then. And I remember there was water coming down. There was water coming down like in all over the house,
everywhere,
right?
Everywhere.
All over.
Okay.
Yeah. So I called the slumlord because that's what he was. And I was like, yo. I can't keep putting pots out. You better fix the roof. And do you know what he said to me? He goes, I can't afford it. And I looked at him and I go, that's not my problem. This is your house and I rent it. And if you don't fix that roof, I'm calling somebody, dude. I was like, you can't live here. Okay. And you're renting this to me. And there's probably mold everywhere. I mean, it's just...
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, that isn't even a question. There was guaranteed mold
everywhere.
So
he fixed the roof, by the way, and I did not care, and I moved on with my life. But he tried to do that to me. I can't afford it. Well, I don't care. Well, that's not my problem. That's not my problem.
Here. Yeah. I feel you, but where's the level of understanding? I mean, you can't just flat out say,
it was flooded.
It's on you. It was flooded, right?
There's like, no understanding because they were supposed to fix the spigot on the outside a year ago.
Dang.
You forgot that part, didn't you? See, I'm trying. We're in a court of law right now. All right, 414-533-1037. Kate the Great.
The spigot. Dang it. That was admissible in court. The dang spigot.
The spigot came out. I had you with the spigot every time. Somebody said, not the jerk. The landlord knew there was a problem a year ago, and if you would have fixed the problem, this wouldn't be an issue now. So they're going back to the spigot, see?
Yeah, the spigot's coming back to bite me in the bicket.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I'm a property manager in the area, and that's terrible customer service on the management's part, but they should consult an attorney. A girl, yes. No, it's crazy, right? But this happens all the time with people renting. There are so many landlords who suck. There are so many slumlords, and they get away with it because nobody holds them accountable or people can't afford because you're already renting. You can't afford to take them to court. It's just messed up, the whole thing,
man. You know what they do?
Getting mad now.
They end up giving you a discount if you take care of it yourself. I remember that old tale as old as time.
Oh, is that what they say?
Hey, if you just vacuum up the flood in the basement yourself, I'll give you $500 off rent. I've been there. Oh, I've been there.
Did you take it?
I took the $500
Hell
off
rent. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I made it $600.
Okay,
I made it $600.
Thank God.
You gotta haggle.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ, I just realized all the problems today involve money and people getting screwed over.
Oh, is that the mode we're in right now?
I guess, because what would DZ do was about inheritance. Now, this is Kate the Great's upset because their apartment got flooded after the landlord did not fix the spigot a year ago, and now they want them to pay rent. So they moved them to a one-bedroom instead of the two-bedroom they have, and they want them to pay rent. And she's like, am I the jerk for not paying my rent? And I say, hell no.
I'm leaning towards a little bit of a yes.
You're out of your mind. Okay, you
but
know
then
what?
Y'all keep bringing up that dang spigot.
I know. I'm bringing in backup, though. You know who it is, Santino in Sheboygan.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on, yeah, Santino?
Nothing much. Glad to see DZ doing better.
I know.
On his path to great healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, is she the jerk or not for not paying the rent?
That part.
No, she's not the jerk. Mm. Because if that was supposed to have been fixed by the landlord a year ago, how are you going to penalize the renter for your mishap of not fixing the equipment or the house when it should have been done?
Yeah, like, I know, 100%.
DZ, you said something earlier, but then y'all kept going. I started listening. I forgot it. It is the owner's.
So relatable. I was listening and then I forgot what you said.
Then I started thinking my own stuff. You know how it goes.
So relatable. Go
it
on, Santina.
It is the owner's responsibility. Yeah. The owner's responsibility to take care of that, because if it was done a year ago, they wouldn't have $10,000 in damage. I would then counter sue if they... I'll pay you my rent, but you got to pay me $10,000 for damage.
Ooh.
And don't tell me to use my... And don't tell me to use my renter's insurance either, because it's not happening.
Well, why wouldn't you use the renter's insurance if it flooded? Why wouldn't
you?
No.
I'm saying that the owner needs to pay me for the damages versus me using my insurance.
Oh, I wish. Now you went too far, Santino. Now you lost me.
Hear me out, though, Ellie. Hear me out. Wait a second.
If I have to pay my rent,
that's equivalent to probably the items. What do you call that?
Security deposit?
Not the security deposit. Gosh.
I have no idea where we're going.
Deductible. My wife said that. My wife said
deductible.
Of the renter's insurance.
Oh, right.
I get where you're
honestly,
going with it.
I think they should get the renter's insurance, which will pay for their belongings, and they should have free rent if the thing got flooded because the guy didn't fix something. Come on.
It should be free rent.
The thing is, y'all just know this landlord is using this rent money to pay for the fix, because they ain't got the bread like that.
And I
don't know what else it would be besides them saying, I basically need you to pay for the fix.
Or they have the bread and they don't care, which is a lot of landlords.
Using it for the strip club.
Santino, what the hell? Goodbye. Okay, I'm hanging up on him. That just went left. I literally hung up on him. What's he talking about?
He just got back from a boy's vacation, so his mindset's all
different.
Oh,
he did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that makes a little more sense.
He's thinking about golfing.
I gotcha. I was like, that was so random from Santino. All right, Danielle's in Butler this morning. Let me pull her up. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Morning.
Santino said, not the jerk. Kate the Great wants to know, is she the jerk if she doesn't pay her rent after it flooded for that month?
Hell no.
She's
flat out.
The end.
Bye now.
I was a property manager for far too long, and I know the logistics and the laws, and
say
the
more.
Tenants have rights. No, they should not be paying their rent, and the landlord should be paying the deductible on top of the repairs, because they should have fixed it over a year ago. They should have paper trailed that and everything.
Wait. Santino is right.
Danielle, I should hook you and Kate the Great up. You're both regulars. You guys would vibe. You'd love each other. Maybe I should connect you.
Because
Danielle
said
they should have put her in an equal apartment, too.
100%. I agree. That alone was screwed up. And they might not have had one available.
But
put her in a smaller one and then still want your rent. I mean, it's just the whole thing makes me annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing sucks.
Super annoyed.
He gives us the ick. The renter's ick.
Total ick. All right. You know what? I'm going to hook you guys up on Insta or something, okay?
That's a good idea.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
See you back.
Last but not least, she is on day 4 trying to get her own theme song. Janine in West Dallas. What?
Oh, she's about to do it, yo. I believe in her.
Girl, hey. Wait, I have to do something
really
quick.
Good morning.
I was on a date last night in West Dallas, and the bartender says to me, I was at Station 6, which is a great little spot, and I was there, and the bartender goes, you ever going to give us a shout out? And I go, I didn't even know you knew who I was, but okay. So, yeah, now you're getting a shout-out. So, there, West Dallas, what up? Janine,
y'all better
jerk.
Be listening.
Uh-huh. Jerk or not the jerk for refusing to pay the rent?
So, I'm torn on this, but...
Come on.
No, seriously, because there's different... I just went through a 9-month battle with my old landlord in court.
Ooh,
because there's ways to do this, though.
Like
she's
what?
Not the jerk for withholding the rent. However, there's ways to do it. You have to do it legally. You have to put that rent in escrow and go to court.
You have to do it legally.
You can't just say, I'm not paying you.
You're saying pay it and you may get it back later if you go through the legal stuff.
You have to have the proof that, hey,
do it and do the right thing.
June rent is in the bank. My July rent, in the however many months you don't pay rent, basically, like, you got to prove that you had it ready to go for when the fix was done.
And that way, when you go to court, you can say, I did everything I was supposed to do. Right. I paid my rent. I followed all my duties. And this guy didn't. You got to cover all your bases. Got it. Smart.
You have to. Or unless you have agreement in writing.
Are you saying jerk or not the jerk, though? This ain't advice time. This is, are you the jerk or not?
Yeah, no. She's not the jerk not paying the rent. But do it legally. Cover your butt.
Fair.
Sweep it out, but you got to do it legally, girl.
Janine, Danielle, and Kate the Great are going to have a girls' night. I feel it coming on.
Once we get Janine this theme song, she's getting thrown in that group chat.
It's over. Uh-huh. She's like, I sued somebody. Call me. I'll tell
I
you.
I just got done with a nine-year battle, baby. What's up? I know the laws. Janine, it's escrow time.
We've already learned a lot about you. Janine's not afraid to sue your ass. That's what we learned about Janine in West Dallas. Look out, everybody.
Nope.
All right, Janine. Love you. Bye.
Love you back. Bye, Janine.
Oh, I love how many people called that had experience with this. Like Danielle and Janine both had a lot of experience. So that's the kind of people we need when we do
and
this.
And a different perspective of experience, too, going like, you know, you got to think of all these things. Santino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Had some good points, right? But going like, honestly, don't know what else to do about the situation. Altogether, I think we got some good advice for a non-advice segment.
We should. You know what? When you're right, you're right, DZ. Damn, I miss you. Okay.
And she's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.